Direct and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, not to beat a dead horse, but Aaron Rodgers, I'll tell you what. One thing that struck me in retrospect, we talked about this last week too, and there was the game this weekend. I like Jordan Love, but he's young, a callow youth, great guy. Needs a little seasoning. You know who maybe has had too much seasoning is Mason Crosby. Like Mason Crosby a lot. Hero of the Packers, but at some point when you miss so many field goals, and in this case, one that should have been made, the other one could have been made, could have changed the game around. I mean, at some point, you got to think, does the guy have the yips? I don't know if you play any golf. I play very little, but the few times I've gotten out there, one of the worst things to try to hit is a 4-foot putt. You get the yips. Well, you know, I don't know if you get the yips kicking, but maybe they need a young Turk, a young pup come in there who doesn't think too much and just boots the hell out of it. But that's something else. The thing about Rodgers, because we don't know if he'll play this Sunday. Looks like Russell Wilson will be cleared to play for the Seahawks. So kind of nice of Aaron played. And I'm not going to get into all the stuff. I mean, all the stuff about him saying, you know, he was immunized and, you know, everybody yelling and this, that, and the other thing. But what he said, I thought about. And for him to say that he took ivermectin. Now, let me tell you something. How many times have we got to talk about ivermectin? Ivermectin is principally a veterinary drug for animals, very large animals, much heavier than Aaron Rodgers and much heavier than the biggest defensive end in the NFL. These are animals that are 2,000 pounds, horses, cattle, that kind of thing. Get the worms out of them. Aaron Rodgers doesn't appear to have any worms in him. It is true that in small amounts, it can be prescribed for human beings, very small amounts, for some dermatology stuff, things, worms, and other things have nothing to do with COVID. This is like saying he was on hydroxychloroquine and then somehow he injected Lysol into his veins. Is that primitive? And the problem is with a guy like Aaron. Aaron's a smart guy, went to a good college, played football in college, came out. People didn't see his worth right away. I got news for you. They really didn't see Tom Brady's worth right away. I think he got drafted in something like the 6th round or lower. I don't know what they were thinking of back there. Guy has 7 Super Bowls. Aaron has 1 Super Bowl and could have more, could have won this year. But why do you get up and lay on an ivermectin thing on people? Why do you get up and he didn't say hydroxychloroquine, but, and why do you say, his fan base is woke? Are you kidding me? None of his fan base. His fan base, the Green Bay fan base, is the most loyal, focused fan base in the whole country. You go to an away game, and in some stadiums, there are more Green Bay fans than local fans. Not all of them, but in every one, there's a huge Green Bay presence. I don't know what it is with the guy. Big payday. I think he got, $200 million or something like that over 5 years, maybe $40 million a year or something. That's a lot of cabbage. Guy comes to me and it ain't happening anytime soon and says, hey, I'd like to hire you for $200 million for 5 years, $40 million. I just want you to get vaccinated. Let me tell you something. I already am vaccinated and I got my booster, but I would get vaccinated real quick if that happened. And I certainly would keep some of my opinions to myself about politics. This is all political. I would have gone to practice in the spring, too, by the way. So it's a sad thing. We need him. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now, one of the greats. Great physical ability, great judgment, great eyesight. He can pick an opportunity, a quick hole in a defense and drill the ball there. Terrific. But, you know, you have a responsibility when you're at that level to your fans, and you have a wide variety of fans. Some of them get it. They understand what's going on. Some don't, especially younger ones. And they may think, oh, Aaron Rodgers said that. I got to be thinking of that. Well, no, you don't got to be thinking of that. But it was the ivermectin thing that really got to me as I started thinking about it. You know, it's one thing to say, my bad, I screwed up. I said I was immunized. I wasn't vaccinated. I was taking these homeopathic things. Nobody knows what homeopathic means. The only thing more ambiguous is critical race theory. Nobody really knows what that is. They certainly don't know what homeopathic means. You know, yeah, go to the dictionary, you'll find definitions, but it's basically anything that makes you feel good. It's basically anything, you know, you have some shaman somewhere, you know, chant over you and give you some poultice, you know, that kind of thing. Well, you know, we don't need that in an NFL quarterback. We don't need that. So, Aaron, I don't know if you're going to play on Sunday, and I don't know if you'll play beyond that. I don't know about suspensions and a lot of other things, but what I do know is you are a role model, and suck it up, okay, Jack? Suck it up. Quit pulling all this stuff. Quit pulling all of this stuff. And people are getting very, very tired of this shtick. Very, very tired. There's a really great story coming out of Ohio. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, one of the worst congressmen, one of the guys that conspired to set up January 6th insurrection with Trump in the White House. And then he went and lied about it. And he said he didn't remember how many times that he talked to Trump that day and all that. Turns out that even Ohio Republicans are proposing to redistrict Ohio and squeeze him out of his seat, throw him in with a Democrat named Joyce Beatty in the 4th Congressional District in Ohio that has enough Democratic votes in it that could knock him out. Could knock him out. Now, the deal on that is normally when your party controls and their gerrymandered legislature controls, and yeah, they have a fair map thing, and they think they do, but the truth of the matter is the Republican Party is going to control it. Let's be honest about it. It's very refreshing to see that occasionally they recognize a skunk for being a skunk, a no-good-nick, like Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, a no-good-nick, a very provocative, mouthy individual. One thing I will say for him, believe it or not, guess where he wrestled in college? UW-Madison, All-American. You know, he's a great wrestler. I think he wrestled at 135 or 39 or something. Very athletic weight. He's good there. But he doesn't have two rocks between his ears. And he said very nasty things, a mouthy individual. So even they are having trouble putting up with the guy, it looks like. And you know, what's really funny is what he said. He said, John Boehner tried this 10 years ago. It didn't work then. It won't work now. John Boehner's gone up in my estimation. John Boehner was the Republican speaker 10 years ago. And even John Boehner in Ohio, in other words, he was in the same delegation in the same state as Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, couldn't stand the guy. So good for John Boehner, and good for right now, whoever the Republicans are, their governor is a Republican. You know, he seems to be a little more moderate, not because he really wants to, but because Ohio is not exactly a purple state, but it's not a massively Republican state. I hope they squeeze out Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. I hope they put him in with Joyce Beatty, and I hope that she kills him in the 4th Congressional District election. So keep in mind, it'd be a great way to squeeze this guy out. Unfortunately, they're squeezing out Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, who's a great congressman, Republican. Now they would get rid of this guy, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.